Imagine you're in a band performing at a club, or even if you're just a solo artist with a guitar in a coffee shop. You want to sense people are listening. You want engagement. You want applause. That is, unless you're one of the members of the longtime Asheville trio, Free Planet Radio. They recall a recent show at the Light Center in Black Mountain that was one continuous flow of music for nearly an hour and a half.
Everyone is lying on their backs with their eyes closed. It's more like a meditative experience. It's definitely the opposite of a concert, really.
The best response we could get was absolute silence. I'm serious. I'm deadly serious. How awesome was it to put people in such a space that they were there when it was over? It was just done. And they slowly came to...
They floated away. Actually.
Now, most musicians would find this astonishing and completely unrelatable, but Free Planet Radio has always come from a different place with its music, and that's no more true than with the band's new album, the aptly titled Stillness.
Part of the way to create music where people go into a deep space is by trying not to infuse too much ego in it. And it has to start with us. So it's not about, hey, how fast can we play? How busy can we play? We have music like that. So this one was more about presenting a painting, presenting a vibe, a texture, so a person can go into a trancey place.
Guitarist Chris Rosser, bassist Elliot Wadopian, and percussionist River Gregarian had already established their own credentials when they came together in 2001 for what they today term world jazz classical music. They connected over an expansive view of music and its spiritual impact, and also as musical improvisers.
It took us almost like 8 to 10 years for us to really get our sound together. We realized we had enough material. It was all about how we combined our textures.
In exploring Indian, Hindustani music and exploring Middle Eastern music, those styles have some very calm, loving sections and places in the music that I think we really enjoyed that. Working with drones, working in keys that we just take a scale and just work it over the composition. The styles kind of helped us find that vibe, I guess.
They created music firmly in the strike zone of world music, and to their ears, inflected their early albums with jazz. But outside of the relatively upbeat and energetic record they made 3 years ago with the Opal String Quartet, all their music comes from a temporal place.
People heard world music and they thought, oh, it's going to be a jam band. They're going to play like upbeat, like four on the floor kind of music. Everybody's going to dance and stuff like that. And our stuff moved around a little too much sometimes. We got into odd times and sometimes we got jazzy. But over the years, we've also created a set that works for those kind of situations.
And their chameleon-like qualities have allowed Free Planet Radio to perform everywhere from art symposiums and education conferences to yoga and meditation retreats. Just don't compare their music with Muzak. That's the background music most associated with office elevators and department stores.
Muzak to me is a little mindless. I think you could have music that's relaxing, but at the same time, it's not just relaxing, it's regenerating and recreative, but without it being fluffy and disengaged.
The trio frequently serves as hired guns in the recording studio for David Lamott, Cat Williams, Billy Jonas, and other solo artists. But they say as long as they can continue finding inspiration in each other, Free Planet Radio will continue exploring their brand of serene.
We've had a whole visceral experience of being a group together, and things have been good and things have been tough, and sometimes they've been awesome and sometimes they haven't been. Any relationship is built on trust and time and we've had tons of that now.
Free Planet Radio is celebrating stillness with an album release concert, a sound meditation, Saturday, October 6th at Isis Music Hall in West Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.